It's 4 minutes after 1 o'clock. You're listening to the KHSU homepage, and I'm excited to have Keith Slauson in the studio. He is giving a talk tomorrow night at the Sequoia Park Zoo. It's part of their conservation lecture series. So again, Wednesday, December 14th. Reception begins at 6:30. The lecture at 7 in the Flamingo Room. This is free to the public. The Humboldt Martin Understanding and Conserving a Unique North Coast Carnivore. Welcome to the homepage, Keith, and how interesting to be studying the Martin and giving a talk about it. And maybe let the listeners know a little bit about how you came to actually study or know about the Martin. I know you said you went to HSU. And
yeah, thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me. I got my start here in the wildlife program at Humboldt State back in the late 90s. And one of my first field experiences during the summer was on a survey crew for looking mainly for fishers here in northwestern California on the Six Rivers National Forest. And one of our survey sites, we were quite shocked to see a much smaller track that looked similar to a fisher, but was distinctly smaller, and it had some different patterns to the interdigital pads, which are those pads that are between the toes. And when we compared those tracks to some of the keys we had from martins elsewhere, we concluded that it could only be a martin track, and that was the first verifiable evidence for about 50 years of the Humboldt Martin. And from there, I stuck with it and did my master's work looking at habitat selection in that population, and continue to focus on that as a major portion of my career currently.
Fascinating. And so 50 years ago, were there lots of them here? What do you think?
Well, 50 years ago was when the last verifiable record from a trapper was known. Mm. And they were historically trapped pretty heavily for their fur.
Oh.
But since the time of trapping, that ended in about the 1950s. We also lost a lot of the older forests within the range of the Humboldt Martin in California and coastal Oregon.
Mm, they're an old growth species.
Yeah, I'm a late seral associated species.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a number of different associations with large trees, which they use for denning and resting when there's a large cavity in there, for example. During the denning season from May to August, mm-hmm. the females will give birth to their kits there, move them to a couple different den sites until they're ready to disperse on their own in the fall.
Mm, in the fall. So how old are the kits when they're ready to go?
They're just a few months old.
Yeah.
So 4 to 5 months.
Wow.
And then they're off on their own.
Uh-huh. Those must be pretty cute. Have you ever seen any of those in the wild? Or?
Just on cameras. It's mm-hmm. pretty uncommon to actually see these guys
ever,
even when you're working right on top of them. In their habitat, so it's a pretty lucky day when you get to spot one in the wild.
And are fishers the same way?
Yeah, fishers are also, they're quite common in northwestern California here, but it's extremely hard to actually see one in the field.
And you were talking, these guys are carnivores, what do they eat?
They eat a variety of small mammals and birds primarily, but they also seasonally take advantage of some insect resources like raiding nests of wasps and hornets like bears do. And they also take advantage of some of the mast fruits like evergreen huckleberries and salal berries. But primarily mammals and birds and occasionally reptiles.
Mm-hmm. Say some of those mammals, because I was sort of surprised that we...
Right, for the Humboldt Martin, some of the favorites in the diet are chipmunks, Douglas squirrels, northern flying squirrels, redback voles, for example. And they do take quite a few bird species as well.
Mm. How far north do they go, do you think?
We recently expanded the range to include coastal Oregon based on some phylogenetic work. We found that there's really no genetic differentiation between the populations either historically or contemporarily from north to south. Not surprising, because there's really no biogeographical barrier. There's no giant river like the Columbia, which would be really difficult to cross go from Northern California into coastal Oregon.
Mm, interesting. And so this, again, is going to be part of the talk tomorrow at 7 p.m. There's a reception at 6:30 in the Flamingo Room at the Sequoia Park Zoo. And will you be telling us a few other things about martins?
Yeah, the talk is to get people acquainted with the what it's like to be a martin, some of the challenges of being long and thin and having to get a lot of energy to keep up your metabolism, and then a lot of what we learned about the variety of different things that make up their habitat here in the coastal forests. And then it'll kind of build into what we're trying to do to improve the conservation status.
That was going to be my next question. What are you trying to do? I mean, how do you go about that?
Yeah, with species that have lost a lot of their range and are in small populations and associated with older forests, you have a number of challenges. But we have a conservation strategy that is soon to be released with a variety of stakeholders that have come together here on the North Coast and coastal Oregon to try and do some things. And the main prongs of that are, of course, maintaining the habitat and populations where they exist. Also, restoring habitat to reconnect areas that are currently suitable but unoccupied. And then in the short term, we may consider moving some animals around to get populations reestablished where they just aren't able to do so on their own.
And conservation being a big word, why is it important to conserve an animal like this to our planet?
Well, it's gone through the test of evolution, and it's an important component of the ecosystem. And carnivores, by nature, are at the top of the food chain, and they play a variety of different important roles in terms of functioning of the ecosystem and cycling energy, dispersing seeds, keeping prey populations in check that might unbalance other aspects of the forest ecosystem.
There you have it. Keith Slauson. How long have you been with the Forest Service?
Just about 20 years now.
Oh, 20 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
And we have just a minute or so left. What else is happening with the Forest Service right now? Anything interesting you'd like to share?
Not too much, I think.
You're just focused on this.
Yeah. I mean, our research lab has a variety of different avenues in which we're investigating, from watersheds to amphibians to birds, bats, all sorts of different aspects of research and conservation.
Do these guys eat bats?
Martins do not.
Martins do not.
Surprisingly. Mm-hmm. I mean, they may do it on a rare occasion, but we don't see them showing up in the diet very regularly.
How's the fisher population also weakened?
Yeah. Along the West Coast, the fisher also has lost a lot of its historical range, but we have the largest population here in northwestern California, and we'd like to keep it that way. So they're doing a lot better than the Humboldt Martin is here locally.
Mm-hmm. And was it always called the Humboldt Martin, even 50 years ago?
Yeah. So Joseph Grinnell and some of his colleagues initially described the species, the subspecies, based on morphological characteristics, some skull measurements, and characteristics of the pelage, the color of the fur.
Hmm. Well, you just passed that pop quiz. So I bet it's going to be an interesting talk tomorrow night. This is, again, free and open to the public in the Flamingo Room at the Sequoia Park Zoo. It's really easy to get there and park. There's a reception at 6:30, so you can come and get your seat. And the talk will be given by Keith Slauson, who's been our guest. Thank you very much for informing me on the Humboldt Martin.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me.
I always thought those seemed like really interesting creatures.
Definitely.
I'm glad they're back. All right. Keith Slauson, he's the research ecologist, Pacific Southwest Research Station with the U.S. Forest Service.